Hey, this is Derek Wooten. I'm lead pastor of Makers Church here in Cincinnati, Ohio, where our desire is to make disciples and make a difference. Thank you so much for joining us through our podcast. We pray this message speaks life and encouragement into you and what God is doing in your life. Hope you enjoy it.
You guys know the Lord doesn't care about your plan. In fact, if you want to hear the Lord laugh, you should tell him your plans. My intention today was to do a full teaching on the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, and this is a feast where God wants to meet with us. And God really wants us to pursue his glory during this time, but I want to get to the latter part of it because I think it's so important that we understand the timing and the appointed times of the Lord. Have you guys know God wants to meet with us every day? Every day God wants to meet with us, but did you know that there are appointed times still that God ordained long before you and I ever existed that he said, I want to meet with you. I want to meet with you. The Feast of Tabernacles was one of that time, and if you don't know a lot about the Feast of Tabernacles, I can't wait to teach it another time about it. If you don't know a lot about the Feast of the Lord, I want you, there's some online teachings here from our church on our YouTube channel or Facebook page you can go and see and just understand it. But these feasts are times where God said, these are times that I want to meet with you, and I want to continue to pour out my goodness upon your life. And so I want you to see this today because I think it's so important. In this room where we say, Lord, we want you more than anything else. God, we want you more than anything else. I want us to recognize something. Because there was something about the Feast of Tabernacles where literally the Lord said, there's several things I want you to do, but one of those things in particular the Lord said he wanted to do is that he wanted his people to build these things called sukkahs. Everybody say sukkah. If you've got that, go ahead and throw that on the screen. It kind of looks like that. It would have been different back in the day, but there are still people. Did anybody build a sukkah for the Feast of Tabernacles here? I know that we got some people that did build a sukkah. It's not that we have to, but if we want to just participate at whatever level we can, the Lord lets us do that. But the sukkahs were there for a reason. And they were there because the Lord commanded the people of God when they were in the wilderness, leaving Egypt. They lived in sukkahs for 40 years, and then the Lord led them into the promised land. And so the Lord told his people thereafter, for generation after generation, I want you to build these for 7 days during the Feast of Tabernacles, because I want it to remind you that I am the God that not only led you out of Egypt, but I'm the God that led you out of the wilderness into the place that I have promised you. Now, there's spiritual meaning in that, because how many of you guys know there was one point in our lives where we were in a spiritual wilderness? And God is the only one who let us out. He took us from a place that we couldn't get ourselves out of into a place of goodness and glory with him. But what's further about these is that they were temporary dwellings, yes, but something that God wanted to do with his people, and he still does today, he says, this is a feast, this is a 7 days where I want to meet with you. I want to meet with you. See, what God commanded is that the people of Israel, they would build these temporary dwellings or booths, and he would say, I want to meet with you. And guess what? They didn't build one per temple or one per community. Every family built a sukkah because God said, I want to meet with every family. Isn't it amazing that God would love us enough to say, I don't want to just meet with you guys at one time. I want to meet with you individually. I want to meet with you personally. And so God commanded for them to build these sukkahs, and he said, I'm going to meet with you intimately and personally. Why? Because God said, I want a relationship with you. And I don't just want a corporate relationship. I want a personal relationship. God wanted something called covenant with his people. How many of you guys know that God is a covenant God? And he wanted a covenant relationship with his sons and his daughters. And listen, there's something about covenant that is so important. He wanted a covenant relationship because he wanted intimacy with his people. He wanted a closeness and a realness that could not be experienced otherwise. And God said during the Feast of Tabernacles, he said, if you'll build these sukkahs, I'm going to come and I'm going to visit you and I'm going to be with you and I'm going to intimately know you. And here's how it applies to us today, church. We live in a world that is anything but intimate. We live in a society that is anything but a covenant society. And in the middle of all these things that we're experiencing and seeing, God says, I still want to know you. I still want to have relationship with you. I still want to be close to you. And here's what I see that is so concerning for the body of Christ. We traded intimacy for information. And we gather and say, I hope somebody can teach me something I've never heard before. And we've traded our desire for intimacy for increase. And we say, Lord, I really want your increase in my life. God, I really want you to bless me. I'm following all your rules. I really want you to bless me. It's still not about rules. It's about relationship. And you say, well, Lord, Lord, I don't only want increase. Lord, I also want this thing called intervention. God, where I'm going through something and I'm facing issues and problems. And God, I really want you to intervene. Listen, before we can get to a place of increase and intervention, our hearts still cry for intimacy with the Father. A desire to know him the way that he knows us. And so this entire celebration was not just about thanking God for what he had done, but saying, Lord, we want to know you more. God, we want to know you more. And instead of just being consumed with information or having increase or intervention, the desire of God's heart was an intimacy with the people of God. A covenant relationship. See, just like intimacy has been replaced with information, how many of you guys know covenant has been replaced with convenience? Covenant's been replaced with convenience. Well, God, I'll let you do what you want if it fits my schedule. God does not care about your schedule. God cares about his relationship with you. And if it's not convenience, it's this other thing called casualness. That now we want to treat God in such a way that we say, Lord, I'll see you when I see you. God, thanks for that experience, and I can't wait for the other one. I don't know when that'll be, but I'll see you when I see you. I just went to Amish country this weekend with my family. I gained 12 pounds. I'm in trouble. I got to lose it all. But I left Amish country, and I said, I'll see you when I see you. Why? I don't have a covenant relationship with Amish country. But we should have a covenant relationship with God. This says, Lord, every day, not sometimes, Lord, but every day, I want to be close to you. God wants to be close to you. Not the ideal version of you, you. Not the facade of you, you. Not the mask that you wear for other people, you. He wants to be close to you. So listen to me, church, just for a minute, because here's where I've got something I need to show you today because it's so important. We have to make room for moments like these. We've got to make room for intimacy again. We've got to make room for intimacy with the Father again. He's waiting on us. And if we'll say yes, just like the Bible says, when we come close to God, he'll come close to us. See, but here's what's dangerous. When we stop making room for intimacy, we stop living an abundant, overflowing life in the Lord. And we start living a very dry and broken life, where God cannot do what he wants to do in us and through us. Let me show you what I mean. How many of you guys know that Jesus said in John 10:10, he's come to give life and life abundantly? Abundant life, overflowing. I want to show you this because I think it's important. If you prioritize intimacy, this is what your life with God looks like. How many of you guys are thankful that God will just pour everything into you and over you? But listen, he doesn't just stop when you get close to the top. He says, life with me, when you prioritize intimacy and closeness with me, when you stay hungry for me to have more of my glory, all of a sudden he says, I won't just fill you, but I will fill you until you start to overflow. I will fill you until you start to overflow with my power and my goodness and my love and my greatness in your life. But the danger is, when you stop prioritizing intimacy, all of a sudden, what should be overflowing and filled with the goodness and glory of life and the love of God starts having holes in it instead. As I was reading and preparing this, the Lord took me to something in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. And this is what it says. It says, "For my people have done two evil things. They have abandoned me, the fountain of living water, and they have dug for themselves cracked cisterns that can hold no water at all." God wants us to be refreshed and renewed and refilled daily. But when we don't prioritize intimacy and we move from something that is filled with the goodness of God, the next thing you know, we find and we build cisterns, we build wells in our own hearts and lives. And guess what? When God says, I want to pour out my glory, I want to pour out my blessing and my spirit, all of a sudden what should be holding water can't hold any water. All of a sudden what we should be retaining and receiving and walking in, the next thing you know, it's gone. It's empty. It's not at all how we were supposed to live. What should be filled is dry and cracked and broken, all because we said, Lord, I want your increase, I want your intervention, but Lord, I don't need your intimacy. And this time, God says, I want to be close to you. I don't want to be close with a version of you. I don't want to be close with an online version of you. I want to be close to you. But we've got to make room for intimacy with the Father again. If there are two things that I know in this season is paramount for the church, it's time that we say yes to covenant relationship with God again. And it's time we understand that we don't just need the love of God, we need the fear of the Lord. And those things will continue to grow and increase when you are intimate with the Father. God said, I want to meet with you. I want to walk with you. I want to tabernacle with you. And here's what's interesting about that text in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, where he said, my people have abandoned the fountain of living water, and they have dug for themselves cracked cisterns that can hold no water at all. Listen, God said, where you should be refreshed and refilled and overflowing with me, now you're dry and cracked and broken. But here's what Jesus said. In John chapter 7, verse 37, did you know in that moment, he was at the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles? And on that day where the high priest was literally having that moment where he was pouring water on the altar, the water libation ceremony, Jesus stood up. Look at this in verse 37, and stood and shouted to the crowds, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Look, he said, listen, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from your heart. Why are days like today important? Because we've got to understand intimacy is the only way we can experience the glory of God. Being close to God, not sometimes, not seasonally, but daily, saying, God, I want to be close to you. And I want to know you and walk in covenant with you. Why? Because you were made for the water. You were made to live an abundant and overflowing life. But we have to make the decision, either we're gonna be the vessel that gets filled and overflowed, or we still keep building things in our hearts and our lives where every time God tries to do something, every time he pours out, it comes out. I believe God is looking for a church and a people in this season to say, Lord, I want the living water. I want to prioritize intimacy. God, I don't want to build something for myself, but I just want you. I just want you. I just want you. So here's what I want us to do today. I want everybody to stand to your feet.